To the viewers, thanks for watching my show. If you're watching live on Facebook, welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, please click the red subscribe button so that you can be aware of whenever I have my shows. Also, click the notifications button. I started my podcast so that pageant fans can get to know title holders, and I'm glad that you're here with me today. My guest today is Miss Mississippi 2018 and the current Miss Mississippi USA, Asia Brands. Asia, welcome to my show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you. When I advertised that I was going to have you on my show, a lot of people were like, yes, we can't wait, you know, and you have a strong supporting system. So thanks again. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Cool. So my first question is, could you tell us about your background and how you got involved in pageants?
I like to say that my pageant journey has all just been fate. I had only done my school's beauty review, which didn't require me to really think. It just walk on stage in a gown and smile.
Right.
And my senior year of high school, I had a man who was a local director message me and ask me to compete in his local. And so I thought about it and I was like, yeah, mom, we should do this. Mm-hmm. And we had actually wanted to do the outstanding teen competition the year before, but missed the deadline. So we're like, yeah, we'll do it this year.
Okay.
And so he sends me the information. I start filling it out thinking that I'm going to be competing in the outstanding teen competition because I'm a teenager, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm filling it out and then shortly realized halfway through the paperwork that I have missed that eligibility mark and I am now considered a miss.
Right.
And that was a lot for me to really take in at 17 years old.
Yeah.
But I said, let's just do it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So I competed at Dale Hathorn's Miss Tupelo local pageant.
Okay.
And I ended up being second runner up.
Okay.
And they had given away two titles. Mm-hmm. And I was over the moon. I was like, oh my goodness, this is a ticket to Miss Mississippi. And I was second runner up
right.
at 17 years old. And so I, crazy thing happened. I got extremely sick and was hospitalized about a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only one local left of the season after that.
Okay.
And so I get out of the hospital and I'm trying to get ready. And my mom's like, you're not doing this.
Yeah.
You're not up to par right now.
Right.
Your health is more important. I said, mom, this is my last opportunity to get to go to Miss Mississippi this year.
Mm-hmm.
And after we discussed it for a while, she was finally, okay, you can do it. I went and I won that competition.
Wow.
Got my ticket to Miss Mississippi at 17 years old. I turned 18 a month before the competition
mm-hmm.
and went on to compete and placed 11th out of 44 that year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was over the moon. I had won a swimsuit preliminary.
Oh.
And yeah, so I was like, okay, we're coming back next year. We're doing this again.
Right.
And luckily that next year I won Dale Hathorn's local and then again the following year.
Very, very cool. So you won a swimsuit prelim. I'm just curious, like, what are your tricks for staying in shape and, yeah, getting that body together like that?
Well, that year I have to give all that praise to being a high schooler because I was on the dance team. I ran track. We had, you know, three different workouts a day. I'd work out with my personal trainer and then my track team and then my dance team. So between all of that, and having a high metabolism, that's what kept me in shape. But the following years, it was a lot of adjusting because I wasn't on that same strict athletic schedule anymore.
Yeah.
And so I really had to focus on getting my protein in, lowering my carbs. And I'm not a cardio person. I do weight training and toning.
Okay.
So that's my thing. And they asked me on stage that night when I won, you know, what did you have to cut out of your diet? And my response was corn dogs.
Cool. So how many times did you end up competing before you won Miss Mississippi?
Three times. So the first year I was 11th,
uh-huh.
went back the second year and was fourth runner up and then came back that third year, third time's the charm, and I took home the crown.
Very, very cool. So I have the video of your Miss Mississippi crowning moment from the USA system. I want to play that. And then I would like to ask you, you know, what were you thinking or feeling in that moment? I'm always curious. So here is the crowning moment of Miss Mississippi Asia Branch.
First runner-up to Miss Mississippi USA is Greenwood Carrie Blankney.
Which means Northeast Mississippi, Asia Branch, you are Miss Mississippi USA for 2020.
Flying low and flying high, we can reach the morning light. Come on, baby, you should take my hand. I got bottles, I got booze, roll the dice, you'll never lose.
Well, yeah. Do we have the other crowning moment video? Because it was really the other one.
And our new Miss Mississippi 2018 is Asia
So the third time was a charm for you and you won Miss Mississippi. How did you feel? What were you thinking in that moment?
I honestly blacked out a little bit. I was just so excited to be standing up there, and I knew that I had given it my all, but I was standing next to a double prelim winner and another amazing young lady that I knew had a killer interview and it's just so easy to like.
Oh, okay.
So I was just like, I don't know. I had no idea that it would be me. And so I stood up there and someone in the audience yelled, "Go Asia!" And that made me nervous. It kind of snapped me out of my trance. And I was like, oh, wow, I am standing up here. They're about to call the winner.
Right.
And when they called my name, I guess I lost everything because I fell down to my knees and I honestly blacked out. I don't remember any of that. I had to go back and watch the video the next day to recollect any of it. But oh my goodness, that was such an incredible experience and opportunity. And I just remember saying to myself, I'm Miss Mississippi 2018.
Right.
And it's such a surreal moment and it's just hard to fathom it. It took a long time for it to soak in that it was real. Mm-hmm. Until I actually was giving up the title.
Oh.
But yeah, that was the most incredible moment of my life.
Wow. I bet your mom and your family were really happy too. It was just amazing, ecstatic.
Well, yes, because you asked me for a video and typically, oh yeah, your mom records that. The video she has, you see the three of us standing up there.
Okay.
And the second they say my name or my title, whichever came first, the camera is gone. It's just a blur. You see nothing but the black audience and it's jumping up and down and everything. You hear the excitement, but you don't see what's happening.
So how was your experience at Miss America? Do you have any, you know, just any memories from your time at Miss America?
It was so much fun. All the events that we got to go to and the girls, I think because we went into that guinea pig 2.0 year, we all leaned on each other a lot. And so we became extremely close because we were all going into the unknown.
Yeah.
And I think we really kind of soaked in every moment a bit more than most people typically do because they're so focused on the competition.
Right.
But we, you know, things were still being changed as we were there.
Right.
So we didn't have that same focus to know exactly what you're going into. So we kind of just leaned on each other and built an incredible bond. You know, they say Miss America is where you meet your bridesmaids. I'll be in Miss Kentucky's wedding. I just went and attended Miss Texas's wedding back in August.
Uh-huh.
So we really are a close-knit group of girls, so they have become some of my absolute best friends.
Very, very cool. Speaking of Miss America 2.0, the swimsuit part of the competition, lifestyle and fitness, was eliminated. So I'm just curious, what do you think about that? Do you think Miss America, do you think there should be a swimsuit competition, or were you cool with it being taken away?
I think things change constantly. I mean, it began as a swimsuit competition, but then they added all the other phases as well.
Right.
So things are bound to change over time. But I was a little disheartened because I had just one overall swimsuit at Miss Mississippi. And so not having that opportunity to walk in a swimsuit on the Miss America stage was a bit disheartening, but I completely understand where they were going and trying to make their changes and progressions.
Right. Now, I think a lot of people almost kind of want a fitness category to come back. So we'll see, you know, how it keeps changing. You are an amazing singer. You are an amazing singer. In preparation for the interview, I was looking for videos of you, and I saw some of your singing videos, so I just want to share it with the audience. I don't think this is the video, the song you sang at Miss America, but it's a video of you singing Hallelujah, and I just want the audience to see how much of an amazing singer you are. So here's a video of Asia Branch singing the song Hallelujah. So once again, I think you're an amazing singer. I definitely could have seen you as a Miss America, and I can see you as a Miss USA also. So I hope you do well in November. How did you get the idea to compete for Miss USA?
I always had the idea ever since I people kind of threw it in my ear every now and then, and I was actually going to compete in Mississippi Team USA before I ever did my Tupelo local back in high school. But it was just too expensive for me at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so other opportunities came about and things have worked out. But people just kept telling me, you still need to go compete for USA. You still need to do it. And I always had an interest in it because I enjoyed watching Miss USA. I enjoyed watching Miss Universe. And so I said, okay, if I'm still interested in it, once I'm done in the America system, I'll give it a shot and see if it's for me. And well, I gave up my title June 2019, competed October 2019. And like I said, my pageant journey has simply been by faith.
So you won Miss Mississippi USA the first time?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. So I want to watch that video, you know, the Miss Mississippi USA video. And then I want to talk about how you were feeling in that moment. Wow, you won the first time. All right. So here's the crowning of Miss Mississippi USA, Asia Branch.
First runner up to Miss Mississippi USA is Greenwood Carrie Blankney.
Which means Northeast Mississippi. Asia Branch, you are Miss Mississippi USA for 2020.
Low is flying high. We can reach the morning light. Come on, baby, you should take my hand.
So how many girls competed against you at Miss Mississippi USA?
Oh, I can't even remember an exact number. It was in the high 20s.
Okay, cool. And how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking in that moment?
In that crowning moment, the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, I won. Then the second thought was, oh my gosh, I just made history.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As the first African American crowned Miss Mississippi USA.
Right.
And I just, the tears started falling. And I turned to the girls, you know, they all swarm you and hug you. And another one of the competitors says, Asia, you just made history.
Yeah.
And then I started crying even more because, wow. You know, it was sinking in. And I was just amazed because I had a lot of pressure on me once I announced that I was competing for Miss Mississippi USA. People said, well, you've already held the other state title, so this should be a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, this is unfamiliar
right.
territory for me. I've never done anything in the USA system. And mm-hmm. so I had prepared myself, you know, to be happy for winning. Obviously, who's not happy to win? Why
yeah.
do you compete if you don't want to win?
Yeah.
But I had also prepared myself to not win.
Okay.
Because I just felt like that was necessary. I was like, Asia, you've never done this before. Things take practice. You know, if you don't win, it's fine. You can go back and try again. And so the pressure I had on me from people just being like, oh, you've got this in the bag. I hate that.
Right.
I hate it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, no, I don't. There are so many other, you know, deserving and extremely intelligent and talented young women that'll also be gracing that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was just so crazy because I was just like, okay, I could be first runner up or I could be winner. And I had never stood in that first runner up, you know, the
right.
last two position. Because when I won Miss Mississippi, there were three of us. They had
oh,
called the top five
okay.
from seven.
Okay.
And so I've never had that moment.
Yeah.
And I was just standing there with our Miss Congeniality. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I told her, I said, you would make an incredible queen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. You are so sweet, so deserving. And she was just like, no, oh my gosh, you're amazing. And we're just like complimenting each other back and forth. And then we just put our heads together and we were both just squeezing each other as tight as we could. My legs were shaking. And mm-hmm. then they called my name and she gave me the biggest, tightest, most sincere hug. I think I smeared lipstick on her shoulder. And I was like, oh my gosh, you got me lipstick on her. I'm sorry. But I was just so excited and so thrilled and happy. And I truly cannot wait to represent Mississippi at Miss USA.
Well, congratulations on winning. Congratulations on making history, being the first African-American Miss USA. Well, Miss Mississippi USA. And also, I think if you win, you'll be the first Miss Mississippi USA. Mississippi
yes.
hasn't had one yet.
I know. It's so crazy. I'm just like, if I could make history twice.
That's hot.
Would be amazing.
That's hot. So let's talk about your platform and some of your community service. I believe that you did a lot of work with children who had incarcerated parents. Can you talk about some of the work that you've done with that?
Absolutely. When figuring out my platform for Miss Mississippi America, I went through several because I have a lot of interests and I have a lot of things that I care about. And but this is the one that stuck mm-hmm. and that really hit home because it's my life story. I grew up as a child of an incarcerated parent. And so learning that I could share my story to be influential in the lives of others and mm-hmm. help leave an impact and help be an example was not only healing for me, but it also helped me grow.
Right.
And I began working with at-risk children, going to Boys and Girls Club. And then after I won Miss Mississippi, I was able to go into the state prisons and just really work with the inmates. I started
right.
a program called Letters from Miss Mississippi, where I send permission slips to the inmates in order to get permission to write to their loved ones and their children, sharing
mm-hmm.
my story and just some words of encouragement and the importance of keeping the family bond so that when that inmate is released, they
right.
have some foundation to go back to. They have people that can help keep them on the right track to help
mm-hmm.
reduce the recidivism rate. And it was also just so heartwarming and amazing to go into the prisons because so often they're dehumanized and
oh,
people
yeah.
look at them like they're
yeah.
animals. And I was like, my dad's not an animal, and right. neither are these people in here. And so I think it really helped brighten their days when I would come in hugging them, talking to them, listening to their life stories, and just treating them like the humans that they are.
Right.
And I built some connections with some amazing people in there. And a lot of people that are behind bars don't deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad that our prison system is so much of a business, and they're still worried about keeping the beds full
right.
rather than actually rehabilitating students right. that have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just worked a lot to help improve the conditions for the inmates, because if they can't feel like they're doing something in there and being a human, then
right.
you know, in being productive, you know, how can you expect them to do well and push themselves to, and actually have that path to put them right on mm-hmm. when they're released.
Right.
And so I worked with the governor in his office and just sharing things from my perspective that they wouldn't even think of.
Okay.
And so as a child of an incarcerated parent, I was able to share how the visits are very difficult and not easy. And those visits are what helps inmates get through,
mm-hmm.
is knowing that their family is coming and caring about them, and they're able to see their children. And so I was saying how they need to stop sending inmates to the other side of the state where their family is not located,
yeah.
and how we can help accommodate the children on visits, and how we can just improve things all around. And so that's just my passion. That's what I truly care about, is the well-being of people, but also the family that's left behind, because I say it all the time, it's a shared family sentence. You see mm-hmm. the inmate being arrested, you see the mugshot on television, and people automatically think criminal.
Right.
And they forget about the family that's being left behind, the family that is losing that financial stability, the family
yeah.
that's losing the foundation of their home, that guardian. That. So I'm fortunate enough that I had a lot of positive qualities instilled in me before my father's arrest, but
mm-hmm.
not everyone is that fortunate. And so I just want to be that example to show children, like, hey, I've been exactly in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to overcome every obstacle that was placed before me and still chase my wildest dreams. I mean, statistically speaking, as a child of an incarcerated parent, I should have been a high school dropout,
right.
should have been a drug user. I could have ended up pregnant. I mean, you know, the list
yeah,
goes on and
yeah.
on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And I defied every odd that was stacked against me. And so I really want to be just a living testimony for other at-risk children and children of incarcerated parents to know that regardless of their circumstances, they can come out on top. But it is up to them to make the right decisions to lead them down that path.
That is amazing that you do that. I've worked in a prison for 4 years as a teacher, and I know that many prisoners are dehumanized, and a lot of staff members don't want to help them. You know, they don't want to treat them well. And, you know, I definitely have made my contribution. I think I've had like over 150 guys get GEDs, you know, working with me. I think that's amazing. Where did you get that strength, you know, just to, you know, overcome the odds? That's really amazing that, you know, even though you have an incarcerated parent, you still were able to just go forward and break those barriers. Do you know where your strength came from?
It actually came from my father.
Okay.
As a child, you know, he pushed me farther than I thought I could go. He was just he was like, you were strong. Branches are strong. That was his motto. And so he's like, you can overcome anything. And so that really helped me. And being able to write letters to him and get his constant encouragement, knowing that he was in my corner no matter what, and that he wanted to see me succeed. And I'm like, I have this strong connection with my parent, but I know so many individuals whose parents abandon them or don't have the means to reach out to them. And so that's where I got another idea, is to start my love letters program that I partnered with a program in Lee County called Day One. And we provide stationery and stamps to the local jails in order for inmates to write their loved ones and keep that bond.
Very cool. I think I only have two more questions for you. So if you are crowned Miss USA in November, you, of course, will be a public figure. What is something you would like the public to know about you? Or what are some fun facts about you that you like people to know?
So one fun fact, I am the sixth of eight siblings.
Okay.
So being a role model has been part of my life since my the sister under me was born, and then I have another one underneath her. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a thing. I've wanted to be an example for them my entire life. And so having a title and having that larger foundation to reach a larger audience, mm-hmm. I just still want to be like a big sister to everyone else as well.
Right.
I know there's so many people that don't have an older sibling or a loved one or a good friend to look up to. And so that's what really drives me, is trying to be an example for as many people as I can and mm-hmm. be a voice for the unheard. But I'd also just being Miss USA and having that audience and being able to share positive messages and hopefully improve our just youth and their mindsets and knowing their self-worth and being strong in who they are and not pretending to be something that they're not. I think mm-hmm. that's such an important thing in today's world. But and then I also want to help implement my prison system. I mean, my letters and all right. those different things throughout the nation. I think it would be very beneficial for children and loved ones of inmates throughout our entire country.
Very cool. I think you actually just answered my last question. It was going to be, what would winning the title of Miss USA mean to you, and what would you want to accomplish during your year of service? And I think you kind of answered it, but you said that you would continue the service that you've been doing with the prisoners, right?
Yes, I'd love it. I really would. I think that this work deserves to go beyond the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. And, you know, I would love for you to get the opportunity. So Monday, November 9th, I'll be watching, and I wish you the best at Miss USA.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today. This has been so much fun, and I'm so excited for Miss USA.
Thank you. I'm going to close up the show, but if you can stay on and we'll talk for a minute afterwards. But thank you so much for your time and being on my show.
Absolutely.
To the viewers, once again, thanks for watching my show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to support my show, you can donate to my Cash App. It's $JTROBIN, or you can look me up on Facebook, Jason Robinson, and you can look for me in the pageant chat group and donate to my GoFundMe. Once again, viewers, thanks for watching, and I hope everybody has a good day.